The Phoenix Art Museum is going to have to find a new director and CEO, as Amada Cruz has been in the position since 2014, announced that she'll be moving on to a similar position in Seattle. Cruz had been credited for putting the museum on more stable financial footing and increasing the diversity of collections and works, but some have been critical of her management style and the dramatic thinning out of the museum's docent program. With me to talk about Cruz's announcement and its impact on the Valley's arts community is writer Jenna Duncan. So, Jenna, what was your reaction when you learned that Amada Cruz would be leaving the Phoenix Art Museum next month?
Honestly, yesterday when I opened up my email and read that announcement from Amada Cruz, I was very surprised because I thought she seems cemented in her position at Phoenix Art Museum, and she's done a lot of great things for that institution. So to hear that she was leaving, to me, it was a surprise. I guess recently there has been a bit of a shakeup, and I've heard different things about how favorable or unfavorable she is. I interviewed her once when she was kind of brand new to Phoenix Art Museum, mm-hmm. and we discussed a lot of the ideas she had for opening the museum up to the community more, and I think she has been very effective in that respect. That said, I also noticed that recently there has been some turnover with the staff of the museum, and I wonder what direction these changes will lead.
Do you think that there's maybe a middle ground between where Jim Ballinger was and where Amada Cruz is, or do you think that the museum is sort of moving in a particular direction, and that's maybe more people like that?
I think it's interesting that you use the term middle ground, because that probably is something Phoenix Art Museum should try to find. Okay. Jim Ballinger was such an institution there. He was there for 40 years. I think he probably had cultivated a lot of relationships with donors and a lot of the community. There were a lot of people that I think probably thought of him as a pillar. So when he moved on and Amada Cruz came in, that was a huge change. Sometimes I get concerned when I see turnover at that level happening a lot. So I almost feel like there could be some things Amada Cruz wanted to get off the ground. She had her 4 years. We don't know who the next person coming into this position will be. If there's any long-term initiatives, my concern is, do they fall by the wayside or is there follow-through? So I'm very curious to see who the next director is coming in, and I really don't have any clues.
Even with all the scuttlebutt and everything else, do you think the job is considered more attractive now than it was 4 or 5 years ago?
That's a really interesting question, too. So I guess you could ask, is Phoenix Art Museum more visible on a national or international level? I don't really know the answer to that. I know that Amada Cruz implemented some things that I thought were very impressive. For example, she added signage that's in English and Spanish language. And I was just at the Venice Biennale in Italy. I noticed that a lot of the signage was in Italian and English and other languages also, mm-hmm. which I thought was very welcoming. Amada Cruz also opened up the museum more days for families and extended out to the community. I think that was really effective. So she had some projects and initiatives that I think probably did help the museum become more visible, or just, you know, allowed more access to the community.
Is Phoenix Art Museum still at the core of that? And do you think that she has put it more on that track? Is it healthier in that sense? I mean, does it feel more like a powerhouse at the center of the arts community of Phoenix now?
I still think of Phoenix Art Museum as the big go-to museum for modern art and contemporary art. I mean, we also have SMOCA and we have Heard Museum, and they're doing interesting programming also. But yes, I think of Phoenix Art Museum as the big institution in town. And to be the big museum in town, you have to constantly be growing. I know, you know, they're acquiring more work, and there's always been this issue with where to store it. And as they continue to grow, they're going to have a presence in these various different communities around the valley. So whoever comes in as director next really has a big job, mm-hmm. Big shoes to fill, as they say. So I think that probably is a more attractive position now.
As far as the arts community goes, is this a kind of a big bomb going off, or is it more like, okay, people leave, fine?
It is a bit of a bomb, but I don't think that her leaving is because of controversy. I was surprised by the announcement, but I also think there are plenty of members of the community that really love and appreciate Amata Cruz and like the things that she's done for the museum. So again, it goes back to change and how comfortable you feel with it.
Yeah.
You like these progressive ideas or you don't, and unfortunately maybe the museum lost some longtime volunteers, and or maybe not. Maybe new people are going to jump on board and embrace the changes. So I am very curious to see where the museum goes in the next 2 to 5 years.
Jenna Duncan, thank you for coming in. Good
to see you.
Thank you.